what it comes down to ultimately is that Pinterest allows you to get in front of and build trust with a brand new audience. It's essentially a whole new market for you and your business.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. If you're putting all your marketing eggs into the Instagram and Facebook basket, well, you're missing out on the number one way that I drive organic traffic to my website and the platform that gives your content the longest lifespan. We're talking months compared to hours. This guest knows all about the power of this massive platform known as Pinterest. Kaylee Todd is obsessed with words. As an editor, she loves digging into copy and giving it a polished finish while staying true to the voice of the original author. And when she's not editing, Kaylee branches out into the world of Pinterest management, and let me tell you, this is absolutely one of her superpowers. In the last few months since Kaylee joined our team, our Pinterest views have quadrupled from 1 million to nearly 4 million a month. Pinterest drives insane organic traffic to my website because people are on the platform searching for topics that I cover in my content. With Kaylee's expertise, we've leveled up our strategy to ensure that even more people are seeing the content and landing on my site for even more opportunities to learn and to be served by my business. In this conversation, Kaylee and I are talking about, well, you guessed it, Pinterest. Why you need to be on the platform if you're not already, the best place to get started as a newbie, and some nuggets of actionable advice to jumpstart your Pinterest strategy today. Let's dig on into Pinterest with Kaylee. It's so cool to be podcasting alongside my business BFF and the woman who inspired me to start my own show. Amy Porterfield is the host of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. With a focus on online business, including digital courses, email list building, social media, webinars, and content, Online Marketing Made Easy breaks down big ideas and strategies into actionable step-by-step processes and is designed to get you more results with a whole lot less stress. If you love listening to the Gold Digger podcast, then you'll love these episodes from Amy. Normalizing mental health for entrepreneurs, thriving as an introvert in an extrovert career, and what happens when a launch doesn't go as planned. Listen to Online Marketing Made Easy wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, Kaylee, this is a big deal for so many reasons, but I have to provide the audience a slight bit of context, and I'm sure you'll help me round it out with your own story. But this is actually the first time that we've gotten to speak voice to voice, which is wild because you've been working on my team for months now. But you came on right after I had baby Quinn and I was on maternity leave. So this is like job interview that didn't happen, slash me getting to know you, slash sharing your brilliance with the world. So welcome to the Gold Digger podcast.
Thank you so much. Job interview. Now I'm like on nervous.
We have this initiation on the Jenna Kutcher team, and anyone who has listened for a long time, you know, you've gotten to meet and hear from my team members. And we used to always joke that if any guests back out, the team's got to be ready to step in. And so every member of my team has come on the show, and usually it's last minute. And so this time we were like, let's give Kaylee a little time to prep, not too much so that she overthinks things, but no, you are already hired and you are crushing it. And so don't worry about that piece. But let's begin at the beginning. I want to know more about you. What is your story? What led you to start your own business and get into editing and Pinterest management and so much more? Kind of give me the background.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about this and like, have I ever had a plan in my life? Kind of no. My story has kind of been this thread of being thankful for opportunities that present themselves to me, and just following and saying yes to things that feel right and in alignment with my heart in the moment. I was saying to my mom on the phone that I think that in my past, what I've done is said yes to things that feel like they'll stretch me, and no to things that feel like they'll stress me out. And so that's kind of my litmus test to deciding what I'm going to do in any given moment in my life. within that sort of flexibility, I have always been really creative. I've always been a lover of words. When I was a kid, I used to skip horseback riding lessons to read Harry Potter in the car. And then fast forward to 2017, I was working at a job where I wasn't able to really be creative. And I ultimately felt like I wasn't being utilized to the potential that I knew that I had. And so I was kind of daydreaming that there was more out there. The one aspect of my job during that time that I enjoyed was just a task of proofreading a newsletter that went out weekly. And that was like the one thing that I was like, this is so fun and I love this so much and I'm good at it. So I applied to earn my editing certificate because to me, it felt like the perfect combination of everything that I love: words, relationships, intuition, communication. And really through that program, I developed this beautiful understanding of editing as a way of holding and honoring a story and bringing it into a new phase of life without losing its history and without modifying it to the point that it is unrecognizable.
Wow. So what did you do with that? That's amazing.
Yeah, I did a 9-month accelerated program. I loved every second. And then it was at this point during this program that I started to plan out my next steps. I had identified a gap within editing as a profession. I was actually the only one in my program who had a goal of editing strictly digital content for bloggers, entrepreneurs, small business owners. Every other single person wanted to get into publishing on some level. And I think they kind of thought I was crazy. But in my mind, if people have jobs creating content in large quantities, whether for themselves, for affiliates, or for clients, who's proofreading that content?
Yep.
And nobody. Then, you put out a ton of content. And if you're focusing on the quantity, and of course, the quality is amazing as well, but things slip through the cracks and it happens to everybody. And for me, it was like, I can catch those things that are slipping through those cracks. And then to get started, I scored my first client from a cold email, which I know is like potentially not a...
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's totally great.
And it was really scary to cold email that first client because how do you approach someone and tell them you want to fix their typos? And like, truly. Of course, editing is so much more than that, but yeah. I was so afraid that was going to be how it came across. But it worked out. She took a chance on me as a copy editor for her blog content. And she really was the client of my dreams, which taught me to keep my standards for clients high because those dream clients exist and they're out there.
So then what? I'm like on the edge of my seat.
I know. So as we developed a great relationship and really were trusting each other and just had the best camaraderie and working relationship, she asked me to take on her Pinterest management. And she then actually purchased the Pinterest Lab course for me to take, which really laid a great foundation for me to dive in to Pinterest. And I enjoyed it a lot. And she referred me to a couple of other people who were looking for Pinterest management. So I decided to add it on as a branch of my editorial services. So,
and where did my sister come into play here?
That was her. I didn't want to name drop her.
I love that.
Kate was that first client who took a chance on me in 2019 and like just totally changed my life. She's like my dream come true client and we're still working together. I'm working on a ton of her content with her. She's phenomenal.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Okay, I was like, wait, is this Kate or is this somebody else? Amazing. Also hilarious that my sister purchased my program when I would have just given it to y'all for free, but that's real family support in the business.
Had to go buy the book.
Yes, I love that. And I think what's so cool is, so my sister had told me about Kaylee, and when we were transitioning kind of roles on our team and it was maternity leave and there's so many things, I like literally reached out to Kate and I was like, remind me who you're working with. And so Kaylee was onboarded while I was off the internet. And It was just amazing because I was telling Kaylee, I am at this place in my life where it's like, if somebody I love loves somebody, like there is room at this table. And it's just been this beautiful thing. I am dying to know, Kaylee, so you kind of went in as this copy editor and that was your gifts. Let's walk through how Pinterest kind of played to those strengths, because that's kind of unrelated, but also totally aligned.
It's totally aligned. I mean, the things that go into Pinterest are the things that I'm doing with copy editing. There's marketing, SEO, content strategy, copywriting, just really thinking through someone's content and voice and taking it to the place where the content fits the platform. And that's what editing is. And that I think is what Pinterest is and how you can be successful on Pinterest as well.
Do you remember your first experience of using Pinterest as a consumer? Because I remember it and I was like, I don't understand it. Is it like a bulletin board, but like a digital one? Do you remember what it was like for you?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I've always been on Pinterest. And then I actually looked it up and Pinterest started in 2010, but it didn't get popular until like 2011 or 2012, which is right around the time I started using it. And I just remember being so enamored by how visual the platform was.
Yeah.
And how I was seeing content from creators who weren't like the people I was following on Instagram. It was from everybody. And I thought that that was just so beautiful. And it provided so many opportunities to be creative. Like sophomore year of college, I decorated an entire wall of my dorm room with paint chip samples. And that I got from Pinterest. And looking back on those photos, I'm like, that is so embarrassing, but it was just inspiring me to be creative in the real world.
Yeah, I love that. I know there are so many things. So I got married. We got married in 2011 and Pinterest wasn't really mainstream yet. It wasn't even like a thing. And so we were like the old school vision boards of like copy and pasting out of the few blogs there were and out of magazines. And so I'm like, oh man, like I got married, but it also kind of a blessing too, because there's so much inspiration on the site. But I think that Pinterest is one of the most underutilized resources and platforms for creators. Tell me why Pinterest works for anyone that is creating any type of content on the internet.
Pinterest is so powerful because ultimately it's a search engine and it's not social media, which I think is a common misconception about Pinterest. And so that in and of itself is so powerful for business owners and content creators because you're getting your offers and your expertise in front of a way larger audience than you potentially could on social media. This also means that you can really optimize what you're putting on Pinterest and use those SEO skills, search engine optimization skills that you have to really feed that Pinterest algorithm. And then another huge benefit of getting on Pinterest if you're not currently utilizing it is that the shelf life of your content is so much longer. Mm-hmm. People will be engaging with your pins for 3 to 4 months. Whereas on Instagram, you know, within that 24-hour cycle, that post is pretty much out of everybody's feed. Yep. And so your pins are going to be showing up for users for weeks or months after you post them. And the potential there is just huge. And so I think what it comes down to ultimately is that Pinterest allows you to get in front of and build trust with a brand new audience. It's essentially a whole new market for you and your business.
Yes. And one thing I think that is so amazing as you were talking about that, Kaylee, is like I was actually just talking to a friend of mine yesterday and she was like, you know, you said something the other week that like really hit me about how so many people are spending so much time creating content that is living and dying so quickly, where it's like there is no longevity. And it's like we're putting all this time in and then we're at the mercy of the algorithm. And, you know, certain things you think might land don't, and they fall flat. And it can be so discouraging. And I think what's so beautiful about Pinterest is once you understand the strategy, it's not a ton of extra work. What would you say to somebody? Because I think so many people are like, I have too much on my plate. I can't even do what I'm supposed to be doing. I can't add another thing. Walk me through kind of how you, as somebody who helps manage Pinterest accounts, create content and do that in not a lot of time each week.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It doesn't take a ton of time. One thing that I utilize a lot is Canva. I'm a Canva queen.
Same.
if Canva Pro to me is totally worth the investment. I am not a formally trained graphic designer, but Canva itself has so many Pinterest pin templates that are beautiful. Yes. And as I'm scrolling, I see them from other people and I'm like, oh, that one was from Canva, but everyone is using them so differently that it's not like that would be immediately recognizable even. Yes. But when I'm looking at a piece of content, let's say it's a blog post about a smoothie recipe, I'm looking through that content for different aspects that I think will work well on Pinterest. And so there's the recipe itself, and then there's maybe a mention of like the formula for a good smoothie, which is different than the recipe itself. And then there's the potential for infographics, pull-out quotes. I'm kind of reading through this piece of content and thinking through what are all of the different ways that I can utilize this. So I think that it can seem really overwhelming to be putting out Pinterest pins every single day, but there is so much potential within the content that you're already putting out there. So what I have within Canva is 10 pin templates for each of my clients. And then I'll take a blog post and plug and play and put it into those 10 templates. I'll swap out colors. I'll swap out photos. I'll play with different titles and subtitles, maybe aim at some different sub audiences. Yeah. And then I utilize Tailwind, which is a pin scheduling tool that is phenomenal because as it gets to know you and your audience, it recommends times for posting that your audience is going to be active. And so I just take all of those Pinterest pin templates, put them into Tailwind, and let that app schedule them for me. And so I can do a week's worth of pins in like an hour. So yes. I think people think it's going to take quite a long time, but in reality, once you get that system down and you get your templates and you utilize Tailwind and Canva, it really doesn't take that long.
Mm-hmm. Kayla, you are such a good student. Let me just tell you, I was like, this is so smart. This is exactly what it is. And I think what's so awesome about it and what I love about you too is that it's like, when I think about content creators these days, I feel like so many people are burnt out because they're just on this content creation wagon wheel where they're like constantly creating a new piece of content, sharing about it one time, then creating the next piece, sharing it. They're not even collecting market research. They're not even getting eyeballs onto that piece of content. And when you think about it, and honestly, sometimes I'll catch myself where I'm like, I need to do better at this on other platforms, is we create something, we post about it once, well, only 3-6% of our audience is seeing it on social. And then we're on to the next thing. And then we're promoting that one time. But what's so incredible about Pinterest, which is what you shared, Kaylee, is that your stuff can last for months and sometimes even years, which is shocking to me. But it's also like, how can you get the stuff that you are working so hard on in front of people? And it causes you to create more creatively in that of thinking like, I can take one piece of content and think about it in 10 different ways and create 10 different promotion strategies that are going to last months, giving it a way longer shelf life. And I think too, it can influence the way that you create. Have you noticed that, that like now you create even more strategically thinking of like, what are the different angles that I can use? Or like, how can this be promoted or sliced and diced in different ways to get an even longer shelf life?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that getting started on Pinterest, once you're a few months in, you'll be able to see that in your analytics as well.
Yes.
And so if I have my 10 pins or however many from a blog post, or for me, it's like I'm sharing grammar tips based on Taylor Swift lyrics. Like that's how I like to roll on social media. But
yes.
but if you putting together a blog post, you're slicing and dicing it into 10 different pins, and then you're able to see a few months down the line, which of those are the most successful. And yes. that I think has helped me course correct and say, wow, you know what? This is kind of like A/B testing. I'm putting my content out on social media and seeing what works. And then I'm putting it out on Pinterest to an entirely different audience and seeing what works there as well. And so you can kind of compare, like if I write a title this way versus this way, what's getting more interaction? Or if I include a photo versus do a text only pin, what are people saving? What are people clicking on? And that helps me moving forward, title my blog posts, decide which photos I'm going to use on social media, decide what aspects of content I want to share. Maybe I have an entire genre of content that I'm sharing and people aren't really interacting with it that much. And then I'm like, well, do I need to be spending my time putting out blog posts about XYZ thing if people aren't responding to it? Yes. And so Pinterest is like a live audience.
Feedback. It is.
Yeah, absolutely. To test out what's working. And it's very low risk to do it on Pinterest as well. Because if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And then you just adjust and move on. And that's fine.
As a leader, you're always on the lookout for ways to arm yourself with knowledge. The books, the seminars, even the podcasts that help you make the best possible decisions for you and for your customers. Because when you know more, more good can grow. With the HubSpot CRM platform, you can store, track, manage, and report on all the tasks and activities that make up your relationships with customers. With a bird's eye view over all your customer interactions, HubSpot empowers your decision-making like never before, so you can give your business and your customers all the good you've got. Learn how your business can grow better at HubSpot.com. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Ugh. Kaylee, I love this. And I think it's something that people don't think about often. And one thing I've been exploring, and I think Pinterest has helped me, and I'm so curious to hear your thoughts on this, is especially when you become an established content creator, you kind of find your niche, you move and groove in your different categories. But a lot of times, once you get known for something, it's almost scary to try something different, right? Like experimentation is almost a thing of the past. And I think that that is one of the saddest things about entrepreneurs, because we are multi-passionate people and we have these ideas, but a lot of times we don't want to be seen at the starting line. And what I love about Pinterest is not only, like you were just saying, does it provide you that feedback through the analytics and helps you to see what's trending or what is resonating or what is landing, but it is also an incredible place to do research. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Pinterest is that, yes, you're putting things on there, but also I think what I've seen is that clients that have the most success on Pinterest are the ones who are just on it every day using it like a Pinterest user. It's not just output. It's you as a person, as an individual, as someone who gets inspired by things and whose heart beats for things, you are using Pinterest as well and taking things in. And so if I'm just scrolling and something really catches my eye, that allows me to be like, well, wait, why did that catch my eye? Why did that inspire me? And then I can sort of adjust the things that I'm doing to put new things out there in a very low risk environment. And I think with Pinterest, much like with a lot of digital content, you don't need to be afraid or hold yourself back, because you can't really mess anything up. Yeah. There's always room to course correct. And so just dive in and use the app like a person and pin what inspires you, pin what you find beautiful, And then slowly you'll see as you're doing that and opening your mind to that, that you're feeling inspired to potentially create different types of content. And that for me really scratches that creativity itch.
Yes, I love that. I always hear that people are like, oh, there's too many people on Pinterest. Do you believe that Pinterest is too noisy for a beginner to have success? True or false? Where do you stand on that issue?
False.
Tell me why. I agree.
I don't think it's too noisy at all. I think that it can seem really daunting to branch out into a whole new platform, especially one that feels really saturated. But it's so important to remember that no one is doing Pinterest like you're going to be doing Pinterest. And I mean, that's true of any social media platform. We don't hold ourselves from posting on Instagram, even though there are so many Instagram users or TikTok or whatever it is. We don't hold ourselves back from those things because no one's going to be approaching it like you are. And I think that this is kind of where that imposter syndrome can come in a little bit. And it's so, so real. But honestly, I think that before we count ourselves out, we need to consider that pouring our time, our energy, our creativity into anything makes us an expert in our way of approaching that thing. And I think that's really beautiful. And it's just a way for us to stand out. And I think that what you put out really comes back to you. And like what I said earlier about finding that dream client, the reason that Kate said yes to me was because of the way that I wrote that cold email. And the way that you are putting out your content is going to call in the audience that resonates with your content.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh, I love that. So what is working on the platform right now? So you stepped in. We had an amazing, amazing, amazing person, Caitlin, on our team who handed off the torch to you. She had been managing my Pinterest for years and been my partner in crime when it came to Pinterest. And then you took over. So tell me kind of what's working on the platform right now. What are things you're noticing or trends or anything that people could be applying to get results on Pinterest?
Yeah. Shout out to Caitlin for setting me up for success and handing this off to me. It's been so much fun. But in terms of what I'm seeing working on the platform right now, number one is fresh pins, fresh content. And this is a relatively recent change, but Pinterest has changed what their algorithm prefers to be fresh content instead of repinning your own content or repinning other people's content. And basically what a fresh pin is it's either a pin that goes to a new URL with a new graphic, or you can link to an old URL. So in like an older blog post that has been really successful or an older podcast episode that is maybe in alignment with something new you're promoting, and you use a new graphic, new title, and new description. And so that is one thing that the algorithm is really preferring right now, is that fresh content. But it doesn't mean that you have to be putting out a ton of content all the time. A fresh pin also is a new graphic for old content. That would count as well.
Yes. And that's huge too, because I think a lot of times we have such massive backlogs as content creators. So even if you had only been blogging once a month for the last year, that's 12 posts. That could be 120 pins. That could cover you technically for 4 months if you just did one pin a day.
Yep.
So when you think about it, I think it's beautiful because, I mean, I have thousands of blog posts literally from over the last decade. But for a lot of us, even creating content on Instagram, you can pin your Instagram content. There are so many ways that we are creating content. And I think a lot of times people write themselves off and they're like, I'm not a content creator because I don't do X, Y, or Z. You are a content creator. You're creating content. So how can we get that content seen? And I love that. And I think it's just a beautiful reminder too, for us to think about like, how can I promote this in different ways? Because maybe people didn't see it the first time, or maybe the way I said it, it didn't land, or maybe the graphic wasn't appealing. I think it's so cool, Kaylee.
Yeah. And I think one thing that you said in there about posting once per day kind of plays into another thing that is really, really working on the platform, is just consistency. I have found success on Pinterest by showing up over and over again without doubt, with a willingness and with an openness for flexibility, for failure, and with a humility that sometimes the best laid plans need adjustment.
Yep.
And consistency, ultimately, at the end of the day, is what's going to level you up. My journey just in life and in my career has been about taking those small, consistent stretching steps in an authentic way and being a learner and a doer. And that's helped me grow in my understanding and my success on Pinterest as well. So just showing up every day and being like, quote unquote, a good Pinterest user is something that is going to get really rewarded by the algorithm. So if you're on there every day, even just repinning things that inspire you, that's going to build and build and build and result in a lot of success and your content being seen by more people.
I love that. I want to talk a little bit about tangible things that someone could do. So if they're listening and they're like, okay, I understand it. It's a platform. It's not social media. It is a search engine. And I have all this content that could probably be getting a longer shelf life. What are three things that someone could do today that would help set themselves up for success on Pinterest?
I think number one is use it like you normally would. So yeah. If you're not on Pinterest, create an account and just start using it. Pin things that are relevant to you. Pin things that inspire you. It doesn't even all have to be business related. I pin outfit ideas. I pin interior design ideas just for myself. Use it to find things that inspire you, teach you something. And I think that this really will help you start thinking like a Pinterest user, which is going to be so valuable as you begin showing up consistently and building that foundation. Number two, I think, is optimize. So like I mentioned, you should really have that SEO hat on when creating pin graphics, pin descriptions. One thing, if you're not familiar with SEO or you're kind of DIYing it, one thing that I do is I'll just type a few words into the search bar and then just see what comes up as common searches.
Yes.
So to find those key phrases, I just type one or two words from like the title of my blog post or whatever it is into the search bar. And then it's going to show you what phrases people are searching, because people go on Pinterest to look for something.
Yes.
So you want to make sure that your pins are showing them that you have what it is they're looking for. And I'd also say with this one that Pinterest isn't really the place to be like cute or clever necessarily with your titles and descriptions. I find that pins perform better when they have just basic keywords and phrases. So walk that line of showing your personality while still optimizing your content for SEO.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Number three, trust yourself, trust your content. Whether it's your latest blog post or a freebie, your content is what's going to make you stand out on Pinterest way more than like a great pin design. At the end of the day, you'll provide value on Pinterest simply by showing up on Pinterest and inviting your audience to engage with your content off the platform. Don't forget that your Pinterest audience has never seen you before. They don't know you like your Instagram or your email list audience does. You're going to build trust with them by having great content at the other end of your pin. So once they click and land on your site. So trust yourself, trust your content. don't count yourself out because you provide value in a way that no one else can.
Kaylee, this was so good. I want to hear a little bit more about what's firing you up personally. Thank you so much for sharing all of this about Pinterest. I am obsessed with Pinterest. I think more content creators need to be on it. And I think it is a massive solution for driving traffic. But tell me a little bit more about what's exciting you these days.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I am like on the precipice of just like so many opportunities right now, which is so fun. I'm currently walking that line between having a full-time job in nonprofit fundraising communications, which has actually given me a ton of skills that I utilize on Pinterest every day. But I find myself in this really exciting time where I'm able to really dedicate a lot of my time into this passion project that I have, which is my editing business. And I think that when starting this entrepreneurship journey, it can be really tempting to just like quit your job, dive in, like feet first, and just go full-time entrepreneurship. That wasn't my story. I love my full-time job. I get so much fulfillment out of it. I'm learning so much. I love the people that I work with. We're doing really, really beautiful work. And so as all these opportunities are presenting themselves to me, I've been able really to fall back on my full-time job to support me and then just say yes to the opportunities that are really, really in alignment with me. Joining this team was one of those, which is so exciting to me. It's been such a joy to get to know the team and all the people that are working on Team JK.
Yeah.
But I've really had such a blessing of walking that line of really enjoying my full-time job and dipping my toes into entrepreneurship. And I feel like I'm behind a starting gate and I'm just so eager for that gate to open and to just like take off into full-time entrepreneurship. And I just am like so, so excited for when that is able to happen for me. But right now I'm so content and I'm finding so much joy in having it be a side hustle. And I'm so lucky to have the energy and the opportunity to be able to pursue this as a passion project.
It's been amazing having you. And it was funny, before we did this interview, I was like, tell me like where you want to go and what that looks like. And I think it's beautiful. I think I can feel your contentedness in a beautiful way, but I can also feel that excitement for what could be or what's next. And I think that so many people find themselves in the situation and they're not content. And I think it's such a beautiful reminder of like, you can be pursuing things on the side and it is so valuable. And it is such a great way to get your footing and to figure out what works and what doesn't work and what you want and what you don't want so that you don't build something that takes over your life or takes you out of your life. And I just commend you for that, because I think that side hustling is such a beautiful thing. And everything I do to this day started as a side hustle because I wanted to dip my toe in the water and make sure it was something I really wanted and make sure I was willing to do it. And so I'm so excited for you and I'm so grateful for you. And I'm so grateful to my sister, Kate, for sharing your information with me and for raving about you all of those years ago. It's been such a blessing. So just thank you for all that you bring and thank you for the ways that you show up. And I'm so excited to see what's next.
Thank you. I'm just as excited as you are. I don't know what's next either.
So where can everybody find you and connect with you and learn more about you and your editing and your Pinterest management services? Give me all of the places.
Yeah. So part of that side hustle life is that I don't have a ton of energy to show up in a ton of places. So it's pretty simple to find me. I'm on Instagram at Kaylee Todd Co. And I am online. My website is kayleetodd.co.
I love it. Kaylee, thank you so much for chatting Pinterest and so much more with me. And thank you for all you bring to the table. I'm so grateful to get to work with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
I am obsessed with Pinterest. It is absolutely no secret. And I think that this episode is a really great foundational place to help you understand the what and the why of Pinterest. Get your work seen. It's not a platform that relies on followers to have your work distributed. It's a place where you can drive traffic to all of the work that you're creating. And it's also a platform that is created to be used as research to inspire what you create next. So grateful for Kaylee, for all of the work that she does on my team, and so excited for you as you embark on your own Pinterest journey. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.